about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. There's still a few hefty storms roaming around out there. They're random, but they will fade out later tonight. Very humid. Overnight low temperature 76. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely, especially in the afternoon and evening. Some of the storms, I think, could be quite strong with damaging wind gusts possible. I think there'll be a few severe thunderstorm warnings tomorrow, and our weather app will instantly alert you for a watcher warning for your location because it knows where you are. So get it today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Tomorrow's high at 92. Not quite as many storms around on Friday, and then only widely scattered storms over the weekend with highs in the middle 90s. It's going to be hot. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Butler County authorities have arrested four teenagers after a deadly shooting. Authorities say that last Wednesday, deputies found a man who was shot on Crosby Lane. He later died at the hospital. Authorities have arrested four teenagers ranging in age from 16 to 19. Their names have not been released. Republican Roy Moore is expected to announce Thursday if he will run for U.S. Senate in 2020. Moore said earlier this year he was seriously considering another run after losing in 2017. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. And candidates for Montgomery mayor were part of a candidate forum Tuesday night. It focused on education, crime, and the future of West Montgomery. The mayoral election is set for Tuesday, August 27th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures. I mean, everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan withdrew from the formal confirmation process. Shanahan's exit comes as court and police records of domestic violence surrounding his divorce were brought to light.
Another American family is demanding answers after yet another death in the Dominican Republic.
Mike Pompeo says the president does not want about the war with Iran as the United States prepares to send additional troops to the Middle East.
President Trump officially launches his 2020 re-election campaign with a major rally in Orlando.
The wife of baseball superstar David Ortiz says his condition has been upgraded to good.
Facebook announcing plans for a new cryptocurrency. Facebook says users will be able to spend privately on services and products using a digital currency called Libra.
Who can resist those puppy dog eyes? Turns out those heart-tugging looks from our pooches have a science behind them.
A new study by a team of evolutionary psychologists showing dogs have perfected the art of the eyebrow raise, developing stronger muscles above their eyes than their cousins the wolf.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back to the Dan Morris Show, folks. As Dan said, he is on his way to Chattanooga, Tennessee, and he's given me the captain's chair, though I didn't move position at all here in the studio. But before we continue with the program here, it's time to announce another name. We here at Blue Water Broadcasting and News Talk 93.1 FM have teamed up with Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry to give away a 1-carat forever marked diamond appraised at $10,000. Incredible giveaway. So without further ado, it is time to announce the name for this hour. Matthew Lamkin. Yes, Matthew Lamkin. You need to call 396-5477 within the hour to be put in to qualify for this 1-carat forever marked diamond courtesy of Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. What a giveaway. So again, Matthew Lamkin, call 396-5477 and you'll be signed up and you might even win this diamond appraised at $10,000. Now, Dan's left me a few clips he's curated today. And right now what we have on the television screen, I'm looking at Catherine Herridge talking about Hope Hicks, you know, the good-looking aide to President Trump, who was there from the beginning with him when he started to run for president. Well, she's been asked to testify in front of Congress. I believe it's a closed-door meeting, though. Let's go to Nancy Cordes of CBS News.
For the first time, lawmakers will hear from one of President Trump's most trusted former aides following the release of the Mueller report. Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks meets with the House Judiciary Committee today behind closed doors after the White House tried to block it. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill. Nancy, what do committee members plan to ask her?
They're going to ask her, Anthony, about a series of episodes that are detailed in the Mueller report in which she is listed quite frequently. She was one of the president's closest advisors when she was in the White House and during the campaign. This is the committee that is looking into whether the president obstructed justice by trying to interfere with the Mueller investigation, something the president has always denied. One Democratic aide telling CBS News that the committee is going to ask Hicks about the firing of FBI Director James Comey and that infamous meeting between the president's son and a Russian lawyer at Trump Tower in 2016. She's also expected to be questioned about hush money payments that President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Now, what's not clear to us is how many questions Hicks is actually going to answer today. On Tuesday, the White House's top lawyer sent a letter to Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler saying that Hicks, quote, is absolutely immune from compelled testimony concerning her service to the president. Democrats disagree. They say that the White House cannot exert executive privilege, Tony, over material that Hicks has already handed over to the special counsel.
Well, the ongoing fight between the president and the House Democrats continues. We'll see where it goes, but I tend to think that this will be drawn out in a long, long game of political a-hole poker, if I could put it that way. Because the Mueller report seemed like the gold standard for the longest time until it didn't provide the answers some people wanted it to provide. We'll see if anything happens with Hope Hicks here. We have another report from Catherine Herridge. But before we go to Catherine Herridge of Fox News, let's talk to Jim on the phone. Hey, Jim, what's up, man?
Hey, Joe. I didn't realize Dan was, you say he was going to Chattanooga?
Chattanooga, Tennessee. Yes, he's hitting the
road
right now.
Why would you go to Chattanooga, Tennessee?
You'd have to ask him, but I think it's an important business.
Oh, okay. Did he take the Chattanooga choo-choo on the? Is that how he's getting there?
You know, Dan, he has a need for speed. He's driving his own car up there.
A few little political jabs here, Joey.
Okay.
This weekend, I think it was this weekend or maybe the first week, I was flipping around. I was on C-SPAN, and there was a rally. A debate going on with the Democrats. It was called the Poor People's Campaign. I don't know if you saw it.
No.
Some of the speakers were Democratic nominees were there, and I noticed that they had all these manufactured signs, and they were all choreographed. And Joy Reid was moderating it, so you can imagine what slant was in that rally. But and she had them out there all waving their signs between speakers. And like you said, the signs look like they all came from the same company that printed them up. But I noticed one of their signs said, "Everybody got a right to live."
Mm-hmm.
And then Ms. Warren steps up to the mic. I said, kind of ironic. Here's a lady that wants to kill babies, and they're waving signs out there saying, "Everybody got a right to live."
Yeah, and it's one of those slogans where it's like, what the hell does that even mean?
Yeah, what? Well, that's what I've said about the whole Democratic platform. What does it mean?
Well, the idea that you're going to solve poverty by taking money from some people and giving it to others is just nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, that's weird. But anyways, another thing here, I know you probably saw it the other day, Mr. Eric Swalwell was speaking in front of the NRA headquarters, I guess, with a big rally to buy back guns, and they had a whopping 18 people there. Now, I think the Democrats ought to draw a line and say, if you have less than 20 people, you can't go on the air.
Wait, he had a whopping 18?
18 people, wow. Yes. He was speaking in front of the NRA headquarters in Washington, D.C., and he had people standing behind him there. He was going to, if elected, which is a joke.
Well,
that would be one of his programs to buy back guns.
Well, and Jim, I don't know if you remember, and I don't, for the audience who does remember, some of you might, Swalwell is not only the guy that's been, kind of a bulldog on the Russia-Mueller collusion and was wrong and overstating things, obviously, but he's also the guy on the gun debate. When you make the argument that we need the Second Amendment, I've heard Judge Napolitano make this point, the Second Amendment doesn't give you the right to shoot deer. It gives you the right to shoot at the government if it's taken over by tyrants. And to that, Swalwell says, well, the government has nuclear weapons, and we'll, if there's a revolt, we'll use them. Oh, so if it's a revolt, we'll just nuke our own population. Brilliant move. And that's got to be popular in presidential politics. I mean, let's just nuke half the country.
Yeah, that guy's a nut. Yeah. I mean, but how embarrassing to have 18 people, and most of the people that showed up were people that were with him, holding signs.
That's just sad. Half these Democrats running, I don't even know what they're doing running. I mean, especially the ones that are already in Congress.
I think they're taking money from somebody.
It has
to be. Of course, last night I watched our great President Trump speaking at that rally in Orlando, which was a unbelievable crowd there. I heard a remark made. Now I want you to follow the logic on this one for me, Joey.
All right.
You can help me out here.
Okay.
One person who was anti-Trump made this comment that the reason he has so many people show up at these rallies is because they're all Trump supporters. Now wait a minute. It's a Trump rally. Did you expect Biden supporters to show up?
Right. That's kind of, it's similar to if I'm like sharing my opinion and somebody goes, well, that's just your opinion. It's like, well, yeah, would you like me to have somebody else's? Well,
yeah.
Of course it's mine. Of course they're Trump supporters. Like, there's a bear crap in the woods.
And it wasn't just the 20,000 that were crammed in there. It was the other 80,000 that tried to get in there and that were lined up down the street and had camped out for two nights trying to get in there.
And that's amazing to me. I'm not the type, even if I love somebody dearly, I'm not the type to go to something that. It's because of how many people are there. It's just to talk about a nightmare in the parking lot. But it's the enthusiasm is palpable. And for it to be in Orlando, Florida, is even more impressive.
Yeah. So it's amazing. And you couldn't have got that many people if you take all 20 or 22 of the Democrats and put them together in one place and have speak. You wouldn't have that many people. So this is going to be a very entertaining time here up until the next election.
Oh, especially when the debates get going and they have like the two different debate stages and the president will be live tweeting these debates. It's going
to
be.
I mean, what more could you want? To have somebody like Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren stand up there and then have somebody like Rachel Maddow out there asking questions, moderating. I mean, you can't get entertainment better than that. That's good.
It reminds me of something George Carlin says, that when you're born in America, you're given a ticket to the freak show, if not the front row. And so I'm going to pop some popcorn, maybe have an adult beverage, and really enjoy this 2020 race. It's going to be infuriating at times, but it's also going to be very entertaining.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But anyway, all right, Joey, well, you're doing a good job there, buddy. Hang in there.
Appreciate it, Jim. Appreciate
it. Have a good one.
You too. Well, look at this, folks. We've got to hit a break. We'll come back, maybe talk about Hope Hicks, maybe talk about what's also going on the Hill today in Washington, D.C., that lovable swamp of ours. A historic hearing on slavery reparations. Yeah, you heard me right. Historic hearing. Because we haven't ever talked about this subject before. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, welcome back to the Dan Morris Show. This is Joey filling in for Dan. Now, there's a historic hearing for slavery reparations going on Capitol Hill today. People calling slavery the original sin of America. And yes, slavery was an abomination. It's had legacy effects to a certain degree, of course, but I didn't like the idea of original sin when I was raised Catholic, and it's one thing to say that certain human beings have original sin. Well, all human beings, but I'm really not a big fan of collective guilt. Or pride, for that matter, but you know, I'm a weirdo like that, and I admit it. But before we keep going into that topic, I have a few clips here from Mr. O'Keefe talking about the topic, I believe, on Fox News. Papa B is on the phone. Papa B.
About you, Joey.
How when you
the
doing?
The cats away, the mice will play.
Indeed, but let's not play too much. I don't want to get, you know, eaten when I come. When he comes back. You know? because you won't be the one to, you know, bear the wrath of the cat, all right?
I understand. you know, I kept thinking that the theme song, you can't always get what you want, is going to lose its appeal at these rallies. But I'm telling you, it works just as well now as it did, you know, 4 years ago. And I've thought of, look, you know, this is great song for a Trump rallies, Trump campaign, but the Democrats really have a Mick Jagger song that they need to be playing.
Oh.
And that is, I can't get no satisfaction.
I thought you were going to go with Shattered, but go on with Satisfaction.
Well, well, I mean, truly, and, you know, this reparations ridiculousness is case in point. You know, the idea that it's America's original sin is ridiculous to begin with, because slavery was an institution that had been around for thousands of years prior to America even existing. It's, you know, not... It wasn't a new thing. In fact, the new concept was, let's get rid of it, which, you know, this country did. And, you know, but, hey, that's not good enough. We got to do something else, you know. And so Mitch McConnell, I don't always side with him, but, hey, they, you know, we did civil rights legislation, elected the first black president, you know, in part, in an attempt to make concessions to, you know, the black population in the United States here and say, look, you know, let's be inclusive. You know, one could argue that, hey, look, we've had the largest transfer of wealth through welfare in the history of the world in an attempt to satiate the desires and goals of people that, you know, think they've been mistreated. But nothing is good enough. And if you had slave reparations, Joey, I would predict that after that was done, there'd be something else. You wouldn't be able to stop it. I mean, it'd be ongoing. It's just an ongoing thing. And so, yeah, they can't get no satisfaction. It fits right well. What do you think about that?
I agree. And actually, I think if you're looking at the problem of inequities or the inequalities that continue to exist, I don't think reparations, it depends on what they mean by reparations. If they mean direct wealth transfers, I don't think that would solve the problem. Maybe if you're talking about some more programs that, you know, create opportunity, I don't know if that solves the problem. But I mean, we, to your point, there have been programs to help those who are, you know, without to a certain degree. We have public education. It's better in certain parts of the country and the state here than others. But, I mean, there's all sorts, the point is, there's all sorts of public programs provided by the public that give people, or are supposed to give people, opportunity. And at a certain point, opportunities have to be seized. Now, I'm not naive to the legacy, and, I mean, it wasn't until, people that are still alive today fought the battles of the Civil Rights Movement in the 60s. So, it's not that far removed, but I just don't know. If I'd have to be thoroughly talked to and persuaded to be on board with anything close to what they might call reparations. To your point, I think it wouldn't satisfy anything and probably wouldn't even solve the problem they're looking to remedy.
No, and not only that, but it's problematic to begin with because you're trying to compensate somebody that's not alive through taking, you know, resources from somebody that doesn't have anything to do with it or never had anything to do with it.
Well, you know, it's like I said before we started the call, I don't like the idea of collective guilt or even pride. I think if you're proud for something, it needs to be earned in some way, or you need to at least have a personal relationship. I was proud of my brother when he got married. I have a personal relationship with my brother. I hate it when people accuse me of things I didn't do. I can't stand it when people, I must atone for something my forefathers did. In my case, they didn't even do it. I mean, I'm the son or grandson, great-grandson of Polish immigrants. It's just, I don't know.
But you're white, therefore you have, a built-in advantage, right?
Right, certain.
So therefore you got, white privilege, so you got to pay too. You know, so I don't know, man. I don't see how far they're going to get with this. I don't think it's going to fly. But even just the, outrage of having hearings over it is enough to really get my Scott Irish blood boiling.
point that it is, slavery was, throughout human history, and there were people at the founding who wanted to get rid of it. I believe Thomas Jefferson wanted to include that in the Declaration of Independence. But the political reality was it unfortunately took a war to end it, and the war wasn't necessarily just about slavery. I think that was the clear issue, the most dominant issue at the end of the day, but it was about other things too. Slavery could have ended in this country and say the way it ended in the British Empire, because in places where slavery was ended peacefully, so to speak, integration and the legacies of it, the negative legacies, went away much quicker. But where it was ended with war, like in this country and others, those legacies persisted. And you got things like in this country, like the Klan and sort of the backlash during Reconstruction. So it's just... Yeah. It's unfortunate where we are now. I'm open to talking to somebody about it, sure, but I would have to be thoroughly persuaded because for all the reasons we just laid out.
Well, and you look at that, but that's not the only, particular thing that is going on. The militant left, the militant homosexual group, they've got their own forays into social justice now. On and on it goes, and so... Boy, just an angry mob is what I see. When I see the Democrats, I see an angry mob that, they don't really have any particular direction except that they're mad and they want to take out retribution against somebody else for, just things that are even imagined. So I just don't see them getting much traction on this or other issues. In fact, I think it's going to have a boomerang effect on them, and I hope that it does, but, really to the point where they will stop trying. I don't know if that's even possible.
Gay rights, there's nothing that can sort of hobble a political movement like success. So the Obergefell decision at the Supreme Court, essentially making gay marriage legal across the land, which is a huge success for the gay rights movement, but it also took away a lot of their unifying momentum, like the reason for being. That some of it still persists, but I mean, you won. And I think there are a lot of gay folks say, we kind of won, guys. What are we still doing? I mean, I just think the left might have a problem on their hands that what unified them, say, in 08 and 2012 is not there, and they're trying to find new reasons, and I don't think resentment towards Donald Trump is going to be enough. And I'm going to sound like a broken record in the following months, but I think it comes down to it's the economy, stupid. The economy remains strong, Trump gets reelected. If the economy turns downward, Trump's got a problem on his hands.
Yeah. I'll say one other thing. MAGA versus Keep America Great. I'm for Keep America Great. Let's have a CAG party. You heard it here first.
CAG party. I like that, Papa B.
All right, buddy. Well, Dan, shout out to you as you're driving. Hope to talk to you guys soon, okay?
All right. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Later. Well, we got to hit this break. Hold on to your lines. Hold your positions. Oh, look at all these phone calls. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Dan Moore Show. Joey Clark filling in for Dan. as he has to travel, take care of some business today, and I believe tomorrow, too. We'll see. Be right back.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Yes, I try. Yes, I try. Young love of mine. Even though you know I die for you. Young love of mine. Yes, I cry. Yes, I cry. Return of the man. Yeah, it is. Return of the man. Come on. Return of the man. Oh, my God.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
News Talk 93.1 is calling you out so you can call in for carrots and win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 for Marguerite's exquisite jewelry.
Yay! I'm so excited!
Awesome.
Winning is simple. Register online at newstalk931.com and listen for us to call you out so you can call in and get qualified to win.
Woo-hoo! All right, that's awesome.
A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and Newstalk 93.1.
Fox News. I'm Steve Rappaport. Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks testifying privately before the House Judiciary Committee.
New York Times reports Hicks refused to answer questions about her time working for the president or for his transition team. The White House has said Hicks is immune from answering questions related to her work for the president. Democrats say she even refused to tell them the location of her former office in the West Wing.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Hicks now serves as an executive for the Fox Corporation. The Federal Reserve leaving a key interest rate unchanged.
For next year, the Fed pencils in one rate cut. Then in 2021, the Fed looks at one rate hike. In the statement, the FOMC drops the patient language and adds that the Fed will act appropriate or as appropriate to sustain the expansion. The Fed sees the longer-run federal funds rate dropping from 2.8% to 2.5%.
The Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. There's still a few hefty storms roaming around out there. They're random, but they will fade out later tonight. Very humid. Overnight low temperature 76. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely, especially in the afternoon and evening. Some of the storms, I think, could be quite strong with damaging wind gusts possible. I think there'll be a few severe thunderstorm warnings tomorrow, and our weather app will instantly alert you for a watcher warning for your location because it knows where you are. So get it today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Tomorrow's high at 92. Not quite as many storms around on Friday, and then only widely scattered storms over the weekend with highs in the middle 90s. It's going to be hot. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio, news and views. From 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Oh, welcome back to the Dan Morris Show. Joey Clark sitting in the captain's chair. Today on the Hill, they are talking the issue of reparations. Now, I believe what the proposal is to create a commission to look into what reparations should actually be, as well as an apology from the United States government. The history of why they're holding it today is interesting, though. It's Juneteenth, the day when in 1865, former enslaved people in Texas first learned that they had been emancipated 2 years earlier. That's right, for 2 years people didn't know, and we didn't, you know, have the telephone or the internet or anything. So that, I mean, I think Juneteenth is interesting history. It's symbolically a smart move to have the discussion today, but essentially it calls for a commission to study the developed reparation proposals for African Americans and include a formal apology by the U.S. government, quote, for the perpetration of gross human rights violations and crimes against humanity on African slaves and their descendants. Well, fair enough. And because I haven't been able to hear the hearing, we'll see where it goes. But let's bring Jason online. Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Hey, man, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Hey, I got to say, I don't think reparations will work. I don't think it, regardless of how you configure it. And the main reason why I don't think it'll work is because we can't even get people to agree. You mentioned earlier about the fact that people that actually marched and fought for civil rights in the 50s and 60s are still alive. We can't even get people to agree on the fact that there's residual events that took place after. Like, the ability of black people to generate wealth in this country was diminished for hundreds of years. And then after the abolishment of slavery, black people still didn't have the right to go out and have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They still did. And that, even all the way up to civil rights, they still didn't have. Matter of fact, right this very day, the USDA is still paying black and brown farmers for the fact that they discriminated against them for loans. Hmm. So it's like, you can talk about all the public policy and the agencies and all that, the welfare, whatever you want to talk about, but there's still inequity in all of that along racial lines. Now, you can talk about how to address that all day long, but unless and until you recognize that it exists, there's no fix for it. You can't agree on a problem you don't even recognize. And so I don't think reparations will work, just because people, when you talk about race, and I'm not being rude, I don't want to be rude, but specifically white people, they clench. It's like a black hole that's created in their stomach, and they just get real tight because they feel like you want them to pay something or you're going to take something from them. And sometimes it's not even that. It's just recognize that it exists. If you see a criminal justice system that's putting black and brown people in prison for longer periods compared to white defendants, even when you control for criminal history and the crimes they commit, well, then you got to know that's for a reason. Like, that's not an accident. Like, there has to be a cause for that. But some people don't recognize that. And if you don't recognize that, it doesn't matter. Reparation, whatever you want to call it, it can't fix the problem because you can't even agree that the problem exists or that it matters. And so
Jason, I agree, because people don't even recognize what the problem is, number one. I think also, number two, what sort of public policies are we talking about? And I think even if people agreed on the issue, a lot of the public policies that might be proposed wouldn't fix the issue, wouldn't fix the problem. And I think the existence of the inequities, which I think are real, whether it's the drug war or whatever you want to talk about, the criminal justice system. I mean, folks, you don't have to be a Democrat to cite this. You can look back to the early work by people like the Clintons and the whole super predator theory in the early 90s.
Right.
I think redlining by different, you know, government agencies in terms of banking and real estate, these things are well documented. But there's also interesting history from an economist named Thomas Sowell, where he was documenting that there was black wealth accumulation kind of getting going in sort of the 20s and 30s in certain parts of the country.
Yep.
And it started really going downhill in the 60s after civil rights. And the reasons, I think, are due to public policies and nefarious policies. And I think also due to a lot of, I don't know, it's difficult. I don't want to blame people for their blame, you know, you're poor because it's your own fault, but it's, to a degree, there are some cultural issues where the family unit is a very important thing. And this isn't just a problem for black Americans. It's a problem for a lot of poor rural whites as well.
Exactly. No,
so,
you're right. There's no replacement for personal accountability. I think you have to own whatever your decisions are and the consequences of that. And that's regardless of who's in office or political affiliation or whatever. That doesn't matter. You should be personally accountable. But when you see a system that has stark inequity, and it's, like you said, they're verifiable, but then if you want to address the problem, you have to address both ends. Yes, you need more fathers in the home. You need more people to have kids when they're married and can create a well-rounded home for kids. All of that is true. But to then focus on that and say, well, black people have less fathers in the home, so that's the issue. Like, no, well, that might be a part of the problem. But if you look at the agency and you look at how they're making decisions and you see that they're making discriminatory decisions, well, then you can't dismiss that because Chicago or whatever. Like it matters. Like you said, it's a complex issue. So you have to appreciate the complexity in order to be able to address it. Otherwise, you just got talking points, or you're not engaging in a sincere argument.
And then Jason, in this political climate, I get my cynical side comes out, and I think some people are up there on the Hill talking today because they really mean it and want this issue to go forward, and I think some see this as a very useful political cudgel to once again hit the Republicans.
Yep. That's why Cory Booker was speaking to the House today. Like, he was doing some House hearing about something, I don't know. But, yeah, he wanted 5 minutes to sit there and give a speech on C-SPAN.
Right,
and
exactly.
I get that, and I don't deny for one instant that reparations and the like are used just to win political points. But I feel like we as voters got to be smarter than that. And you know, regardless of what happens on the Hill, your neighbors are typically a mixture of people, and when it really boils down to what matters, you guys are looking out for each other. Black, brown, don't matter, you know. You're all in it together. And so I think we ought to be smarter than to let politicians turn us against each other.
When the government is the one that perpetrated a lot of these things, why are we running back to the government to solve it? There's a lot of different angles to this. But we got a lot of phones lit up here, Jason. I got to go to somebody else.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Karen. Hey, Karen, you had a song suggestion, you said?
No. Not me. That was somebody else.
Okay.
But now, Jason was right when he said personal responsibility, and that doesn't matter whether you're black, white, or purple polka dot. I've worked in welfare long enough to know it's not just a black issue.
Oh, no.
Not even close, and it is tearing down the structure of the family. But what I wanted to hit on was the reparations deal. Now, I knew my grandparents back to my great-grandparents. None of us, we were poor, owned any slaves. However, there were some of us, and people today, of mixed cultures. So, if reparations passes, does our first black president, who was half white, pay his other half? I mean, we're blended, Joey.
Right. Well, you don't have, you're preaching to the choir. Like, I find the whole idea of race itself a bit absurd when you really press what makes somebody a certain type of race. I mean,
absolutely.
People go, you know, people like that old Supreme Court justice asked about pornography. I know it when I see it. It's like, well, people kind of have this, you know, common sense culture that's a white guy, that's a black guy, that's a Hispanic guy. But if you really, you know, look into it, I mean, there are white people in this country who are from, like, Elon Musk from South Africa. He's technically African-American. It's just, at a certain point, I wish we didn't have to talk about this, not because it makes me uncomfortable, but because I think it's absurd, and
I think it does more harm than good in the overall conversation, because we end up getting nowhere. We end up with hurt feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to be able to speak to each other in civil manners. And that does mean the realization that things happened that were awful. They were just tremendously horrific to an entire segment of our population. But that's gone now. We've got to get past it. Right. As a survivor of abuse, you have to learn to get past it. If not, it takes your whole life away from you. It takes your breath away.
Well said. Yes.
But anyway, I just wanted to tell you, you're doing a great job. Dan couldn't have left it in better hands, and I hope he has a safe trip. Tell him, yes, this was his Karen that called in, and could I be in Sweet Creek?
Absolutely, Karen. Give me your month and day of birth.
9/27, same as Greg.
Okay, that's easy to remember then. 9/27 for Karen. Okay, I got you in, Karen.
All right, thanks, Joey.
Thank you. It's a difficult issue, folks, but before we keep going back to this, I think Lucky Lady's the one who had the song suggestion. Lucky Lady, are you there?
Hey, yeah. Hey, Captain Joey.
Hi.
I agree with Karen. I think we need to move forward if we can. I don't know that we can, but I wanted to suggest a good campaign song. Papa B got me on calling you, my first time calling.
Thank you for calling.
Have you heard Let's Work Together by Canned Heat?
I think I have. I don't know it well.
That is an excellent song. It would bring everybody together, I think, and it includes everybody. And it is just a happy song to sing to, and listen to it. Maybe you could play it, and I want you to play it for Papa B and see if he approves.
Okay. Yeah, I'll look into it. I appreciate the call, Lucky Lady. I like your handle, too.
Oh, well, thank you.
Now you're making me think of Frank Sinatra.
Oh, my goodness. I am very lucky. What else was I going to tell you?
I hope it was good.
Oh, no. I wanted to say I don't like the current song. I never have liked that song. You can't always get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you work hard, you can get half of what you want anyway. But that song was a downer for me always. But if you would, play it and see if everybody loves it like I do.
Okay, I will look it up.
And put me in the drawing.
Okay, what's your month and day of birth, Lucky Lady?
4/2.
4/2. Okay, I got you in.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, folks, we've got to hit this break. Folks, holding on the line, keep your positions, come right to you. Coming up on the final segment of the Dan Moore Show. Man, if some of y'all missed me last week, you're going to get plenty of Joey at the end of this week and next week. I don't know if I'm ready for it. Hell, I am. Yeah, I'm ready. We'll be right back.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show. But this is Joey Clark sitting in for Dan Morris, who's on the road. On the road again. But he's taking care of important business. Trust me when I say it. And I'm happy to fill in for Dan. Especially since he gave me that whole week off last week to go be with my brother for his wedding week. Had a great time, and now back to work, back in the saddle again, and I'm feeling good. And it looks like we have another phone call from another lady. I'm liking all these women calling. Hey, Martha, how are you?
Hey, good. Just wanted to add my 2 cents worth on this reparations deal.
Yes, ma'am.
To me, if you're going to have the blacks on there, you definitely need the Indians on there. And
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah, and we were very, very poor, child 10. So I'd like to put myself in a line too, you know. So I just think it's something that really just needs to be taken off.
Yeah, and like I said at the end of my conversation with Jason, I think in many ways this is sort of a political ploy. I'm not saying the folks, like the researchers and economists up there talking today are this way, but people like Cory Booker and a lot of the politicians running for president, it's just a political cudgel to beat the other side over the head.
That's exactly what it is, and it's something that just something against Trump,
right.
Mostly.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Martha. Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting. Donald Trump actually worked with folks like Cory Booker and worked with folks like Rand Paul in order to pass a pretty sweeping criminal justice reform, much needed and a great first start to some of the reforms. I mean, there have been inequities in the system. It hasn't always worked very well, mostly because our elected officials that keep jimmying with the system. I find the conversation around this issue, it often gets heated unnecessarily so. I understand why passions get inflamed, but it's a complicated issue that deserves a certain tone of voice, if you catch my drift. Oh, let's go back to the phones. I don't know who this is, but News Talk, you're on there. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, Joey, this is Chaplain John.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing well. Peace and blessings to you.
And you as well.
And the entire listening audience. When it comes to the issue of reparations, some people do feel that American Africans deserve to receive reparations for what their ancestors, you know, experienced in this country. In the same way that the Hebrew community received reparations for what happened to them during the Holocaust in Germany, pretty much the world Hebrew population sued all of the countries, not just Germany, that was responsible for the Holocaust, and then they were paid in international courts, like the International Court of Justice at The Hague in the Netherlands, and other organizations of equal stature, and then they won their lawsuit in international courts and had and were paid through Swiss banks, reparations, for what they experienced. And if American Africans are ever going to receive reparations for what they experienced in slavery, then they will have to take that same approach and can follow that same example. But there are some American Africans who feel that, you know, they have a movement called the Back to Africa movement. Mm-hmm. They feel like they should go back to Africa. And there are American Africans, the entire country of Liberia is made up of former American Africans that went back to Africa and, you know, started that country, and so they all descended, you know.
That
American
was actually Abraham Lincoln and really United States' first foray into sort of a colonialist thing. That was Lincoln's first idea, is send the African slaves back to Liberia.
And then there are those who feel that American Africans are the labor that built this country, and that, you know, we aren't going anywhere. We have just as much a right to be here as any other group of people. And so all of that is part of the same discussion, is part of this, the same issue about how do we move forward.
Well, John,
what the American African experience has been in America.
Where it gets really complicated, and you've heard the other callers bring this up, but I think the one thing that complicates it the most is it has been several generations since the institution of slavery was ended. And, for instance, if it was the same generation, in 1988, President Ronald Reagan signed the Civil Liberties Act. He compensated more than 100,000 people of Japanese descent who were incarcerated in internment camps in World War II. They offered a formal apology and paid out $20,000 in compensation to each surviving victim. But those people that were compensated and given that 20 grand and that apology were still alive. They were in the camps. They were let out after the war, and Reagan in 88 gave them reparations. What gets complicated here is several generations removed. And this is why I think they want to have a discussion up on the Hill at what exactly they're not, considering formal legislation. Here's what we're doing exactly. They're saying, let's start a commission to look into how we're going to do this.
But this weekend in Montgomery at the Rosa Parks Museum, mm-hmm. I think it's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. They will be observing the City of Montgomery's annual Juneteenth celebrations, which celebrates and commemorates and remembers it was when the slaves in Texas got the word 2 years after Lincoln had signed the Emancipation Proclamation, saying, you know, that Lincoln had signed the Emancipation Proclamation and they were no longer slaves. And so in Texas, this is a big, huge, Juneteenth is a big, huge celebration. I think people don't, you know, some people anyway, don't even go to work on Juneteenth. It's just a big statewide celebration to commemorate and to remember, you know, the end of slavery in America. And so Montgomery's big celebration of that and commemoration of that is going to be this weekend, this Saturday from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Rosa Parks Museum.
Well, I
free and open to the public, whosoever will let them come, and the entire museum is, you know, free tours and everything.
Well, I appreciate the PSA. I really do. Thank you, John.
Well, peace and blessings to you, my sincerest and dearest.
And also with you. Sorry, that was the Catholic coming out of me. And with a spirit. They've changed it since I was going often. Appreciate it, John.
Yeah, you have a blessed day.
You too. Man, it is it's an interesting issue. And again, I'm open to the conversation. On the face of it, though, if I'm just looking at the book cover, and imagine it's a book, the issue of reparations, and I'm reading the back cover, I'm reading the introduction, I'm not convinced. And I don't think it's a very feasible idea, even if you're on board with it. So we'll see where it goes. But unfortunately, I think because politics is politics, nothing will be done about this issue in terms of actual conversation across the aisle. And what will happen is it'll, again, be used as a political cudgel to beat people over the head with. And it also, this is one of those issues where you do need in-depth understanding of the history. And you know what? Americans don't have time. Or if they do have time, we'd rather, you know, relax a little bit instead of reading books. You can damn us for that, I suppose. But I'm right there with them. Well, a lot of my fellow Americans, I would rather, you know, relax a little bit. But it's difficult to even think Americans could accomplish this when I'm looking at a story right now on Fox News that parents are brawling over a 7-year-old's baseball game. These are the Americans that we all know and love that we're talking about, folks. But I'm sure this won't be the last day we're talking about the issue of reparations, but I do have to say kudos for doing this on Juneteenth. That's a fascinating piece of the history, and what a piece of history, still 150 years later, if not longer, that this affects our politics. It is quite a remarkable thing, but that's it for the show, folks. Thank you for listening to the Dan Moore Show. I think I'll be covering for Dan tomorrow as well. I'll be a bit more prepared. We'll have all the clips that you expect here on the show, as well as conversation. Open up the phone lines, see where things go. A lot happening in the news. But coming up, I'll be sitting alongside Greg Budell the Great, as Greg calls him. So be good, be safe. We'll keep doing this until we get it right. Be back tomorrow, right at noon sharp. Talk to you all then. Ta-ta.